is Rewind NASCAR Podcast Breaking News Update with EG3.
What's happening, everybody? This is the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast Breaking News Update. My name is EG3. As always, Eddie Gritter III for the EG3 3Wide Podcast. Latest in the world of NASCAR, Gainer Outdoor Truck Series, the Xfinity Series, and the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series on this late Wednesday night. And this focuses solely on the truck series, more importantly, Johnny Sauter. So remember, folks, for those of you who just missed out or haven't been paying attention here over the last couple of days or so, this came out yesterday on Fox Race Hub. Johnny Sauter made the announcement that he's joining forces with Thor Sport, or I should say, returning to Thor Sport Motorsport here this year on the eve of the season opener truck series race in Daytona in a couple of days. Oh my, oh my. So how's this shakeout? Well, how did this all started? Well, Brett Moffitt, in the offseason, of course, he is the reigning Gainer Outdoor truck series champion. He, Hattori Racing, they needed more money, and they felt like Moffitt wasn't going to get it done, so they released Moffitt after winning the championship. Moffitt was out of ride for quite a while. He was picked up by GMS, which is Johnny Sauter's old team, and now Johnny Sauter returns to the Thor Sport Racing once again to start the year. The Ohio-based organization's full-time Ford truck lineup. Of course, I mentioned this is his second stint with Thor Sport Racing. We wind it back a little bit. Sauter ran for Thor Sport from back in 2009 all the way up to 2015 before joining GMS Racing. And of course, he is the 2016 champion a couple years ago. The Wisconsin native will run the Thor Sports number 13 entry, the same entry he drove for the team back in 09 to 2012. The 23-time winner in the series has finished in the top four in the final standings in the last six seasons. And of course, when you look at just not only Johnny Sauter, what he has done for the series, he has, as I've called him frequently on this podcast, he is the Kevin Harvick of the Gainer Outdoor Truck Series race. And now you add him to a star-studded lineup for, you're talking almost Stuart Haas-ish lineup in a truck series. Ooh-wee! You're talking about Matt Crafton, two-time champion in the trucks, Grant Emminger, who came on strong last year, and Ben Rhodes also are returning as well. In all three, all three of those drivers were a part of the playoffs a year ago. And of course, we all know what happened last year. Of course, the organization of Thor Sport switched over from Toyota to the Ford camp. And what were they thinking? And they did not get, especially Matt Crafton, did not get in the victory lane last year. Now you add a series champion in the mix. There's no excuses, really. It's all said and done with this star-studded lineup. And then if you guys are thinking, what happened to Myatt Snider, your rookie of the year? All of a sudden, he's been reduced to a part-time gig. And he's going to be running the 27, actually, this weekend, or I should say Friday night, down in Daytona. He's going to be running a part-time schedule for the 27 entry for Thor Sport Racing. So, kind of a bummer there for Myatt Snider there. After looking forward to a full-time schedule there, now the addition of the 2016 champion, now you get the end of the stick and reduced to full to part-time duty. But either way, though, you're looking at a an unbelievable roster from top to bottom. Ben Rhodes is a previous winner, obviously. Grant Imminger, a playoff winner a year ago. He's a two-time winner in the series. And we already documented Matt Crafton, Johnny Sauter, his second, making his, basically, he's returning home to Thor Sport Racing. And obviously, he is going after another championship. So, basically, your last couple of champions there, Moffitt in a new ride over at GMS. Who gets to win first, Brett Moffitt or Johnny Sauter? That's going to be interesting, interesting storyline to follow as the season kicks off in the Truck Series Friday night, which basically resumes Speed Weeks. You got the Xfinity Series and, of course, the Daytona 500 in the Cup Series, the main event on Sunday. But yeah, unbelievable. So Johnny Sauter, folks, for those of you who did not catch it yesterday, well, I listened to it early this morning on my run on the podcast that Johnny Sauter made the announcement, and he is now set to make his return to Thor Sport Friday night, kicking off the Gander Outdoor Truck Series season. And not only that, this is Gander Outdoor's first race as the sponsor of the series, so big in that regards right there. And when you're looking up and down this entry list and for the Truck Series here, a lot to keep an eye on. Obviously, you have Todd Gillen, obviously Sheldon Creed in here. You have Austin Hill with his new team taking Brett Moffitt's spot in the 16 truck. David Gillen returns. He raced in the opener a year ago this race. You have the ARCA winner from last weekend, Harrison Burton, in there. And touched on Moffitt, Mike Snyder. So you're going to have five Thor Sport Racing trucks in this field. Brendan Poole returns to NASCAR as well. Timothy Peters, known for his plate powerless, he's in the mix as well. Friesen returns. Natalie Decker, Bobby Gerhardt. This is a star-studded field here on Friday night to kick off racing in all of NASCAR. This is going to be really, it's going to be really good Friday night. The Next Era Energy 250. Those of you interested in that, that's going to be FS1. FS1 been covering the entire season of trucks for the last couple years. Back at it again, 6:30 local time here in Manhattan, Kansas, or wherever you live in the central time zone, whether it's Texas, Oklahoma, y'all know where it's at. In Eastern time, 7:30 start out in Daytona Beach area. So yeah, man, this is going to be hopefully a tremendous race coming off that disappointing Clash race. But yes, folks, the breaking news in the garage area here tonight on the Three Wide NASCAR podcast: Johnny Sauter fits the final puzzle piece to the silly season, if you will, for the Truck Series. He returns to Thor Sport Racing to drive the 13, which Mike Snyder did a year ago. But Sauter reclaims that number, and oh yeah, he for sure is going to be a factor. And oh yeah, by the way, he is the defending winner from last year, and I believe he won this event the year before. I'm not sure either that year or the year before that one, but I know 100% for sure that he won this race last year, and he's going to go for a repeat with a different organization. Wow, this Truck Series race is going to be a lot of fun to watch on Friday night. You can follow me on Twitter at EG3_FastEddie. And the 3Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3. You can find it wherever you get your podcast: iTunes, Apple Podcast, Spotify, Audioboom, Stitcher, or pretty much almost everywhere, wherever you find podcasts everywhere. That is right. Once again, the Next Era Energy 250 going down this Friday night. The Gander Outdoor Truck Series takes center stage in Daytona Beach, Daytona. Coming for the trucks, Johnny Sauter will look to repeat with his new team, or I should say his returning team. Thor Sport Racing has an all-star field of trucks, and they look to get off the snide from a disappointing season a year ago. They got Crafton, Inbringer, Ben Rhodes. And oh yeah, by the way, Ben Rhodes was in the 41 truck. Now moves over. Well, the number switches over from the 41 to the 99. So Ben Rhodes has a new number as well. So Thor Sport Racing has 5 entries this week. They're going to be looking to make a lot of noise on Friday night. You have been listening to the 3Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3, Eddie Greer, 30 with you, with this special breaking news on Johnny Sauter trucks going down Friday night in prime time.
Thanks for listening to the 3Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3. Make sure you're subscribed to the show wherever you get your podcasts. iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and more. We'll see you next time going 3Wide. 3Wide.